It's Sunday, June 22nd, 2008. Yeah, it's nice to hear that intro once again. Well, I am Ragnar Dansjold, and you're listening to The Pirates Week, a podcast serving the shortwave pirate radio community. We also touch on FM, AM, medium wave, all kinds of pirate and free media. But, shortwave pirate is what we concentrate on. Hey, we have a pretty good show for you this week. We were not around last week, so we're going to have a bunch of pirate in the news stories. We're going to go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network, and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. We have a couple off-air recordings for you this week, the propagation forecast, a couple closing thoughts from me, and we call it a Pirate's Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Dansjold.
Oh yeah, it's good to be back in the chair in front of the microphonium. Been away last week. I was up at the cabin having a bunch of fun playing with the radios, doing a little de-expedition, playing with my guns and throwing the stick for the dog. You know, just pretty much the summertime fun thing to do. Hey, yeah, I was definitely listening to the radio. I couldn't really record anything when I'm up there because of the computers and the RF noise, but was listening, and I forgot, I think it was Saturday or something. I was tuning around the dial and was sitting on, I think it was 6925 probably, and heard what I could have swore sounded like Marion's Attic, you know, from WBCQ. And I was sitting there listening to it, and I'm like, it was kind of faint and fadey, and it definitely really sounded kind of like her, the music she would play, the old-time record stuff, and a high-pitched voice sounded like Marion. I'm like, and I'm checking, yeah, 6925, and I thought, well, maybe somebody is, you know, relaying WBCQ, and I'm thinking, Marion comes on around this time, so I kick it over to 7415, and what did I hear? Yeah, the Throes of Passion. Actually, I think it's maybe from The Voice of Juliet. I don't know. It's old, and I'm sure you've heard it before, but give me that militia loving, Yahweh. Give me that Yahweh love. Oh, yeah, funny stuff. And playing on WBCQ. A little bit of mental whiplash with Marion Zadok on 6925 and some old pirate radio on 7415. Had to really make sure what I was listening to. That was pretty cool. Heard a bunch of stuff over the last week or two when I was up at the cabin. But when I got back home, I really haven't had the radio on that much this last week when I'm sitting here at home. Probably one of the main reasons is the computer that ran the Gulch, that's the online radio station, the Gulch, it gave up the ghost, and that was my number two computer. It's kind of sad to see it go. I knew I had problems when I heard some severe banging coming from the computer. There's not much that can go right when you hear loud banging noises coming from the white box. It was probably, well, it was the only thing it could be, was really the hard drive tearing itself apart. And luckily there was not a lot of data on that hard drive. It was a big 80 gig hard drive. It had my music on there, but that was all backed up. But the Gulch has been down since then, no kidding. But I did throw another hard drive in there, and seeing how I don't have a copy of Windows sitting around, I had to go to Ubuntu. So I'm throwing did it last night, threw a Linux Ubuntu on the old Gulch box. So I'm going to spend the next few days trying to figure out how to shoutcast from Ubuntu. And don't have a lot of experience in Linux. I've used it pretty much a couple of old computers just as an internet cruiser. But I'm going to learn how to do a probably shoutcast or icecast and see if I can get the Gulch back up and running on Mbutu. So that will be an interesting project for me over the next few days. So, well, that's kind of what I've been up to the last couple weeks. And, let's get into it before I start rambling on. We got several Pirate in the News stories, so let's get into that.
Pirates in the News.
Well, I have a few Pirate in the News stories, but I'm going to start off actually with a blog post, and it's pretty relevant. This was dated 6/11. This is from John Anderson's DIY Media website. Now, I have links to it, of course, in the show notes, and actually, I think you should take a look at this one because it's pretty cool, and John, I consider him an authority on the pirate radio enforcement. And he goes on to say, when it comes to unlicensed broadcasting, he only monitors the FCC activity against AM, FM, and shortwave stations. And as far as those areas are concerned, the FCC is on relative track to meet the record-breaking enforcement efforts of last year. He goes on to say that the devil's in the details, and nearly 80% of the FCC enforcement actions fall into the categories of station visits and warning letters, fiscal penalties, of which the Enforcement Bureau always manages to issue a few, are not being used any less. But on the other hand, less forceful methods of enforcement are definitely being used more. The FCC is getting more diligent about reducing the time between finding out about a pirate station and making contact with the station. And there is no obvious correlation between the diminution of the stations on the air as a result. Like I said, this is a very detailed blog post and goes into some really technical information of what the FCC has been doing and how they're handling their enforcement. So take a look at it. Like I said, I'm going to link to it on the show notes. This is the John Anderson's DIY Media site. Very cool. Dated 6/11/08. Well, let's switch on over to the world of radio. Seems like there's some high school pirates out there, or at least a actual high school with running an illegal station for their high school. This is coming from World of Radio.
Chaffee College students hit the airwaves, or is it Chaffee, C-H-A-F-F-E-Y. It's in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Nobody there considers the school's tiny unmarked radio studio a music museum, but maybe they should. Inside a room the size of a spacious walk-in closet, a recently acquired radio system equipped with iPod docks and a 30-watt transmitter dominates. It's on 10:10 a.m. The story goes into a lot of detail about the students involved, etc. The trouble is you can't just put on a 30-watt transmitter on a.m. That doesn't seem like much, but it's far too much to operate without a license. Apparently there was another story about this in the San Bernardino Sun, which came to the attention of Robert Gonzet at the CGC Communicator via Kevin Redding, who says it's unlicensed. The signal is heard 5 miles away. A faculty member involved has not answered our questions concerning the antenna system and compliance with field strength requirements of the FCC. However, the station is reportedly off the air for the summer. So they're hoping to get together with him and inform them that they cannot operate a license-free, low-power radio station like this.
Well, next we're going to head to Georgia, and Pirate Radio Station 99.9 in Georgia has been shut down. This is a news story from the WRDW-TV station, and actually there's video on this. I'll have links to the video of this in the show notes. Officials from the Richmond County Sheriff's Office assisted with the FCC on last Wednesday in shutting down to what has been described as a pirate radio station. Authorities confiscated electronic equipment from a house on Macon Street that was being used to broadcast hip-hop music and information on the local radio station 99.9 FM. Richmond County police say the station was shut down for not having a license and broadcasting obscenities. This story from WRDW-TV.
News 12, I'm Meredith Anderson.
I'm Richard Rogers. Good to have you with us this evening. 99.9, maybe you've heard it on your FM dial. It is a gangster rap station with explicit content, and it hit Augusta's airwaves just a few weeks ago.
The sheriff's office says it's operating illegally, and the FCC is on the case. But the man who says he's the owner exclusively tells News 12's Lindsay Gardner he's legit.
Meredith and Richard, it's a new radio station that's already got quite a fan base. But soon, all you may hear is dead air.
Short dog, get your check cashed.
There's a new radio station in town.
Hey, what's up? You on the radio?
And with the spin of the dial.
Go ahead, Jitterbug, what you want to hear?
Shout out, man.
Go ahead, shout it out, Jitterbug.
Georgetown, Apple Valley, Sunset, here.
Yeah. All right, Jitterbug.
This your boy Kano. I want to give a shout out to the old Uptown, Apple Valley, ear of the Dell, babe.
You're tuned in to the station where gangs are celebrated, and the music, well, it's too explicit for us to play.
Y'all locking in, man, 99.9. I'm about to get back to the jam session. Holler back at me, man, 720, 715, all right?
The sheriff's office confirms to News 12 the jam is coming from here, thanks to this antenna on the back of this Hyde Park home, and they say it's illegal. News 12 went to get some answers.
Is this where 99.9 is?
No.
No? There's no radio station here?
No.
That's not a radio antenna right there?
That's for something else.
What's that for?
CB radio.
Your CB radio for your truck?
Yes, ma'am.
This man identified himself as John Smith and says his dad owns the home.
What's your dad's name?
Cujo.
What's his real name?
Cujo Jones.
99.9, we is in the building, Cujo Radio.
So this isn't where 99.9 is?
Mm-mm.
Even though your neighbors just told me it is?
They believe it is, but it ain't.
And that's what a man who says he's the owner told News 12 when we called the number broadcast on the station. He says his name is Stephen J. Gregg, and he says he's also known as Cujo. And he claims the home on Walnut Street is a decoy, and that the radio station is operating legally under an amateur broadcasting license. And the purpose...
Believe that, it's definitely going to be off the chain, baby. Club 360 this Saturday night.
To promote Club 360, a club in the Barton Village area where you'll find Augusta's O-Dub gang. And here on Walnut Street is where the FCC is tuned in and may soon pull the plug. The sheriff's office says the FCC contacted them 3 weeks ago about 99.9, and they are supposed to come from Atlanta to Augusta to further investigate.
And Lindsay, we understand this guy says he has proof he's legit.
That's what he told me, Meredith, and News 12 is looking into that claim. Of course, we're going to stay on top of all of this for you.
And finally, from last week's This Week in Amateur Radio, a $10,000 fine to a New York resident was issued by the FCC. Now, we talked about this back in January when the initial bust happened, but now the FCC has upheld the fine. And what's interesting on this whole little ordeal is note that the fine is not for running an illegal transmitter or pirating, but for hosting the pirate radio station, not running the station itself. Very interesting there, just by supplying a place for the pirate radio to operate, issued this fine. Take a listen to This Week in Amateur Radio.
The FCC has affirmed a $10,000 fine issued against New York resident Trevor Whitley for what the commission terms as willfully and repeatedly violating Section 301 of the Communications Act by providing services and facilities incidental to the unlicensed transmission of communications by radio. On January 25, 2008, the commission's New York field office issued a notice of apparent liability for forfeiture in the amount of $10,000 to Whitley for playing host to an unlicensed transmitter operating on 102.3 MHz in Brooklyn, New York. To date, Whitley has not filed a response to the NAL or paid the proposed forfeiture. So, based on the evidence before it, the FCC has ordered Whitley to pay the fine within the usual time or to file an appeal.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
The FRN Forum postings.
Well, it's time now to take a look around the internet for some relevant postings of some pirate radio stuff. And we start off like we always do with the Free Radio Network, frn.net/vines. Doctor Who starts us off this time around with a very sad posting. He posting the sad news that Johnny Guitar Man has passed away. Johnny Guitar Man, of course, of MAC Radio. He goes on to mention that Johnny was a really good guy and will be missed. Probably the calmest voice ever heard on MAC. And some real interesting mixes of song, well-known and some not so well-known, rock, blues, classic rock, to new stuff. He was the first voice to host a show on MAC. He was the mastermind behind the MAC doing a live broadcast of one of Eric Clapton's concerts. In fact, I heard that. I heard that live. He did a phone patch from the audience of Eric Clapton's concert back to the transmitter and going out on MAC shortwave, which was really cool, and I caught that broadcast live. He's gone but not forgotten, and we'll be airing a lot of him down the road, including some shows that have been sitting a while that never aired, and we'll keep him alive by airing his new and old shows. Of course, many people posted their condolences and remembrances of hearing Johnny on the air. Very sad to see Johnny Guitar Man pass away, and my condolences are added to the entire crew of MAC and Johnny's family. Well, on that sad note, let's keep moving along. Pat Murphy posted a link to a collection of archived pirate shows on DIYmedia.net. Very cool. I think Cracker also threw his link for his archive on there. Of course, I have my archive on shortwavepirate.info. And IOSnopes posted noting the presence of some sporadic E openings. Over in the workshop forum, Nothing40 posted his intention of constructing a carpet loop antenna. IO chimed in with his comments. For transmitting purposes, he would make sure one run of the cable is resonant on the frequency of interest, bypass the tuner and associated parts, and feed it directly or with a quarter-wave transformer. A full-wave horizontal loop suspended at heights less than one-half wave usually functions as a NVI antenna, and with strong regional coverage but more dicey DX coverage, such an antenna is more suited to low power than high power. The station equipment is usually within the perimeter of the loop, and strong RF fields are concentrated inside that loop. As a result of this concentrated RF and the relative close proximity of the loop due to the low height above the station equipment, people often experience problems with RF feedback at higher power levels. And Longwire posted looking for feed line ideas for coax runs, asking what type of coax do you use. And from the Free Radio Weekly number 645, dated June 21st, 2008, covering free radio activity from the 14th to the 20th, well, there has been very few stations on air this last week. That the stations logged included Northwoods Radio, Real Pirate Radio, Psycho Radio, and WBNY. QSLs being received this last week include the station of Channel Z Radio.
You know the weird guy in the corner of the office who always has his headphones on? That's you!
Well, it's time now for some off-air recordings. I got three of them for you this week. First one up is from D. Stanton. He caught WHYP on the 14th of June, 6925 AM. Says it was a very good signal in Ohio at the start, but it began to fade considerably towards the end. This is WHYP.
Can make any DXing experience not so fun. We here at WHYP introduce the Alexander Ash Hemorrhoidal Cream. That's right, Alexander Ash Hemorrhoidal Cream. Alexander Ash Hemorrhoidal Cream goes to work in seconds, relieving the pain and suffering of inflamed hemorrhoidal tissue. Just ask Paul Doherty in Massachusetts.
Yeah, this is Paul Doherty in Massachusetts. Before I started using Alexander Ash Hemorrhoidal Cream, I had trouble sitting through a WHYP broadcast. But now, my hemorrhoids are gone. I can sit and rag chew with my ham buddies all night. Thanks, Alexander Ash.
Alexander Ash Hemorrhoidal Cream. Sure to make anybody's asshole feel much better.
Next up from Lex down in Texas, he got Psycho Radio the 19th of June, 6925 upper sideband around 0130. Had a good signal, tough copy through the static crashes and a little bit of fading. Audio quality appropriate for the condition. Sounds a bit compressed and tweaked towards the upper mid-range, so it's easy to copy the voice and the familiar songs. EQ seems consistent between the music and Psycho talking live. This is, this is Psycho Radio. And our last recording this week is The Crystal Ship, recorded by Zane Radio, 6-19-08, 5385 AM, and SINFO 45344. Says a good signal into Chicago suburbs. This is The Crystal Ship.
I heard him laugh, and then I heard him cuss. He went for his gun to pull mine first and stood there looking at me.
Well, folks, this world is rough, but the man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough.
And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helps to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight. And I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now. And I wouldn't blame you if you did. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye.
Cause I'm the son of a behind you too.
Yeah, well, what could I do? What could I do?
I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son.
And I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him.
Now he's gone. I'm trying every time I win.
And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing but Sue. I'm gonna name this man.
Out in the West. The Pirates Week Podcast. Your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, let's take a look over to This Week in Amateur Radio for this week's propagation forecast.
Taking a quick look at this week's propagation forecast, we were lucky to see at least one sunspot this week, although it is only one. Sunspot 999 is currently in its most geo-effective position near the center of the sun as we see it. This is another old cycle 23 spot. The sunspot number for the last few days has been 11, which is the minimum non-zero sunspot number. A value of 10 is assigned because there is just one cluster of sunspots, although in this case it is a cluster of just one. A value of 1 is added to that for the single spot. A week ago, the sunspot number was 13, which means one cluster, three spots, although the judgment of the number of spots inside sunspot 999 is somewhat subjective. Next week is ARRL Field Day. On June 28, 29, there are no predicted geomagnetic upsets. The predicted planetary A index for June 27 through 29 is 8, 5, and 5. Maybe we'll get lucky and see a sunspot or two. There's a very good chance that conditions could be much as they were last year, with fairly low geomagnetic activity, although the predicted activity for this year is lower and no sunspots.
Well, I did have one last thing I wanted to bring up and didn't know where else to put it, so I'm going to put it in the other radio news stuff. Broadcast Like a Pirate Day from Birmingham in the UK. I'm going to link to a video in the show notes of a 1995 about pirate radio in Brum. And it goes on to say, it makes for an interesting historical document, partly because it's about PCRL, Birmingham's most significant pirate radio station in the 1980s and 90s. Like I said, it is it's from www.birminghamitsnoshit.co.uk. It's a video and kind of interesting if you're into the UK pirates, and that will be in the show notes. Well, this is going to wrap up this edition of the Pirates Week. We're going to close it down here. Sorry about the show this week, but, you know, my heart really wasn't in it this week. I've been taking a bit of a break from the hobby this last week or so. We'll get back in it in another, who knows, hopefully this week we can get the Mbutu box back up and running. I can have my radio station playing in the house again, and we can get back into listening to the Pirates, and next week should be a good show, hopefully. Well, what did we learn this last week? Well, we learned, I learned that we lost another free radio voice this last week, and that was sadly silenced with Johnny Guitar Man. And we also learned you need to turn the radio on to hear anything, sadly, and I haven't this last week or so. And I.O. Snopes typically likes to write long 200-word replies when he doesn't understand the topic. Hey, don't worry, I.O. Probably one of the best posters on the FRN, and I really enjoyed reading the technical stuff you put out there. So go ahead and write those long 200-word non sequiturs. And finally, before I get out of here, like I said, I'm going to throw it out to the audience. If you have any experience in running a Shoutcast or Icecast stream from an Ubuntu box, I'd like to hear from you. PiratesWeek@gmail.com. You could save me a lot of frustration later this week as I try to tackle the new Gulch stream on the Ubuntu. Or, I'd even take Ubuntu off the box and throw, Conqueror or any other flavor of Linux. But I definitely want to get the Gulch up and running again so I can start, because I run pretty much, my pirate listening is, my radio goes through that box to my speakers, and that's really why I haven't been listening to the radio this last week, is because the box died, so I got to get that back up and running. And like I said, hey, if you have any experience running Shoutcast or Icecast stream from a Linux flavor, send me an email. Tell me how you did it, because you could save me some precious time later this week. Okay, I'm out of here. Hey, thanks for listening if you're still listening to this show. We'll do better next week. Until then, hey, thanks for listening.
From the Boat Anchor's Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.
Doug Heroes out of Emerville, we have a couple of crews from Elvis. We heard Sweet Town Round and Blue River. And we also heard Herman Hermit doing Saturday Child. So this is Johnny Guitar Man here with you on MAC Radio. And we are going out live. And just damn good to be alive, you know what I mean? The time is now 0:10. And we're live, boom, and down. We have a bunch of rounds, and we're, we're having a good time. Let's put a few more music on there. This is Johnny Guitar Man here on MAC Radio. Thanks for listening to MAC.